Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Now, let's get back to its own private island. Why do you say that? Like, the restaurant is just because it's on the airport and it's... have to be shuttled there. You have to be... Why private island? Why?
Well, because it's... Once you go past security, there's nowhere for you to eat anymore. So now the price is just doubled.
Oh.
You know, there's no more real world, you know.
You don't get no discount?
No discount. You pay $5 for water. You dump your water and then on the other side. No, not us. No.
Okay.
You.
I think that's what he was saying.
Oh, that's what I was saying. No discount for you.
They feed us. They get a meal, everything. No, they take care of the employees.
Now, is there a lounge area? Like we have to go for lunch when you take your break?
No, you get money allotted on your card every day that you could just go
You get a per diem?
Like $15.
Oh, okay.
Now I understand your private island reference, because you work on the private island. I come.
You're stuck with me. You got nowhere else to go.
Got you. Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business, learn something, laugh at something. On today's episode, airport restaurants. Have you ever wondered what it's like for servers and bartenders at the airport? We have answers. But first, the intro.
I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you don't, then you'll be a pawn while they play. I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend Danny DeVillo.
What's up, people?
We have a guest today, and I'm very, very excited to see how we're going to land this helicopter. Orlando, what's up?
Hey, how's it going out there?
All right. T.O. Well, yeah, we're going. I like that. Yeah. I like that.
I like the big T. And repeat.
How did you get into working at the airport restaurant?
Okay. I remember years ago, I was working at a steakhouse here in Fort Lauderdale, and a girl had told me her mother works at the airport and makes $300 a day with benefits.
Nice.
So I was like, benefits? What's benefits?
Oh, we don't have that.
Oh, what is that? Oh, you didn't know what that is either? Do you know what those are?
I just learned what those were like a couple
years
ago.
Well, they have several different kinds. They have health, life, dental, 401k.
You get all of that?
All that. And, yeah, and still and.
And there's more. Wait, there's more.
You get to keep all your tips.
What do you mean? No
no tip out. The tips are yours the way they were supposed to be 100 years ago.
Oh.
Somebody gave you a tip. It was yours. It was to ensure prompt service.
So nobody came and said it.
Pay your restaurant's busboy and food runner and hostess. Okay. That's the restaurant's job.
Okay, so let's get into this now, because I don't believe what I'm hearing.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's take it back to the beginning. You're fresh faced.
Well, let me start. Let me stop with the tipping first.
Okay.
I always go and tip everybody that helps me of my own fruition every night that I work.
Okay, so you do your TO tip share. TO tip share.
I tip out personally out of my own pocket.
I tip out
the kitchen, the dishwasher, the cooks.
Okay.
I tip out everybody.
That's nice.
So I look at it like I used to tip out back in the day 3%, which that's 4%, and today I'm sure I hear it's 5% and 6% now. I don't know.
It depends on the place.
Right. So I use the old 3%, which I feel is a bargain.
Mm-hmm.
So if I sell 1,000, I'll take $45 out and go tip out everybody I can. And it sucks because some people get mad. Some people want me to give them because I'm so used, because people get spoiled and they get used to that and they want it out of you every time. But they're like, no, I got a budget and you get today and they get tomorrow. And
Don't be in control of how I help.
Exactly. Because I can stop this right now.
And let me tell you, they all help. They all, anything I ask for, they run and get it for me.
Yeah.
They all, Tony, Orlando.
Yeah.
Very nice.
T.O., man. That's pretty, generous. So you, your friend's mom worked at the, so how'd you get to apply? Is it like rounds of
So that was the hard part for me because I kept seeing the ad in the Craigslist and the whatever forum I was using, and I kept applying. It took 6 years.
Really?
Just applying, just off the wall applying, always looking for a better restaurant, a restaurant that's going to treat me better.
Yes.
Give me a break.
Level up.
And we get breaks too. Do you know what a break is?
No.
Where it means that take 30 minutes and clock out and clock in, and then they cover the floor for you.
This is 30 awesome. Minutes?
This is also new to me. Who are you?
30 minutes?
Yeah, no one takes it. I'm the only one that takes it.
Because you got to smoke.
Yeah. No, not only smoking, it's just the point that we deserve breaks. So take a break. You need to relax.
A part of it, I can only imagine that it's so freaking hard-hitting at the airport because people got to go.
Yeah.
Everybody's in a rush. Everybody didn't make
their
plane.
No. Half the people in a rush. Half the people, I'm going to be here for 3 hours.
Oh, I never thought of that.
But we get big stations, so it makes up for it.
What, there's a rush station and a non-rush station?
No, we normally don't get less than six tables.
Oh.
Normally, we never get less than six tables. And we can get as much as half the restaurant, but never less than six tables. So you really can't complain if you have one or two that are there because you have four that are just turning.
Gotcha. Oh, that makes
and
sense.
And you get a lot of single people, which I love because they always tip you very well. Always tip you very well. Yeah. No one likes them at all because they're going to be a sandwich and that's it. And out the door, and they're going to sit in the computer, but they all tip. They all give you $5 extra or 10 extra, always, every single time.
Nice. Now, what was it like after the 6 years you applied? What happened when you...
Oh, right. So just one day, I was... they called one day, you know, just like every job. It's all about timing in the restaurant business. True. It's not about how as good as a waiter you are, how hard you work. If that restaurant needs you, they're going to hire you.
Yeah.
So if you're not getting a job and you're a great waiter, it ain't because you're not a great waiter.
True.
It's because the restaurant was going to hire whoever. That's why I voted for Trump. I won't be competing with immigrants to have a job at a restaurant on the beach.
Okay. Now, continue. You're good.
So,
I love it.
I forgot where I left off at.
The rudder stick is shaking a little bit as I'm piloting this thing, but I'm fairly nervous.
He's gonna bring you back in. He's gonna lift this up. He's gonna get through the clouds.
I see the destination. We gonna get there.
And I'm counting on you for that. Usually I'm in control. Land this thing.
Now, so. They called you.
Oh, yeah. So what I applied. Was it like? So I went right in immediately. Mm-hmm. And they hire you right on the spot. You don't have to have experience. They're not looking for experienced servers.
What are they looking for?
They're looking for a server. Someone that can serve food.
Okay.
And so they hire me on the spot. And then they put me in a restaurant. Well, a couple interviews. And then they put me in a restaurant. And then it turns out to be another whole world of its own.
Okay, so before we get into
working on a private island.
Okay, private island. Before we get into that, it's the airport. So what component of security?
Yeah, exactly.
Did you have to
how much
go
clearance
through?
Did you have to go through?
Oh, you have to have a clean background, up to 10 FBI. FBI search in your background.
Okay,
I'm a very non-criminal person, so I don't know these words.
You had to get a criminal background check.
Yeah. Okay. And it's a real legit one. It takes 2 weeks.
Okay.
And they search everything, and if you have anything, you need to tell them, and you do fingerprints and all that stuff.
I had a friend that worked, she used to clean at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And she mentioned to me, if you didn't have your ID, you couldn't even work.
Yeah, you cannot go past security without that badge that you just did the clearance for.
Gotcha.
So you can't work at the airport without the badge.
Gotcha.
So the security, as we all know, is very crucial at the airport.
Well, it should be.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, and the hardest part we're having bringing back people back to work now is that is getting all that security clearance.
Yeah, you had to go through that all over again.
Because we're struggling there with short-staffed and all that stuff. Because everyone has to go through that security. We just can't call you back and say, come back to work tomorrow.
Oh, because we don't do
that. Oh, you have to redo the security
clearance. You got to go right through everybody. They took everybody's cards away, and then they put them all. They did.
Oh, so we're talking pandemic.
Before the pandemic, everyone had to turn in there because it's a state issue, government-issued ID.
Federal, right?
Federal.
Yeah. And they can revoke it at any time.
They take it back, right. You have to give it back. Even when you lose your job, you have to bring your ID back. Yeah,
yeah. Because then once you're sneaking on the property, or, you know.
Well, it's a criminal offense to have that.
Okay.
What, open security doors and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. So they take it back. So before you got to go back to your job.
You have to both go through that all over again. The whole process. Nothing shortchanged. It's still
no
top.
Fast track.
It's still U.S. top security. Mm-hmm. It sucks, but we need to do it. I believe in it. I believe.
Oh, absolutely.
I believe everyone got to go through that all over again.
Okay.
And also, you got to go through that every 2 years too. So if you're a bad boy,
now let me ask you a question.
You get a job and you mess up, you're going to be fired in 2 years.
So let me ask you a question. So with that, now, when in that 2 years, does it impede you working? Like, no. like you know, like you said, it takes like 2 weeks. Now, does the old pass just kind of just roll over to the new pass comes in kind of thing?
No, you can't work without the pass.
I understand that. I'm saying like this, like let's say, hey, your 2 years is coming up, right?
Yeah.
You got to get your, you got your background check coming up. Now, while they're doing the new background check, does the old pass still work until the new one comes
out?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I was really
Well, mine is due 12/28 of this year, and then you have to do it 45 days before. So I have to go in the next, I have to call my manager and set up an appointment and go through abbreviated.
Okay.
Gotcha. Because you're currently there, you're still going through the
airport, you know, standard security training program, and then you do a background check.
Okay.
Constantly doing background checks every 2 years. I believe it's every 2 years.
Now, let's get back to its own private island. Why do you say that? Like the restaurant is just because it's on the airport and it's... have to be shuttled there. You have to be why private island? Why?
Well, because it's once you go past security, there's nowhere for you to eat anymore. So now the price is just doubled.
Oh,
you know, there's no more real world. You know,
you don't get no discount.
No discount. You pay $5 for water. You dump your water, and then on the other side, no, not us. No.
Okay.
You.
I think that's what he was saying.
Oh, that's what I was saying. No discount for you.
They feed us. They get a meal, everything. No, they take care of the employees.
Now, is there a lounge area? Like when you have to go for lunch when you take your break?
No, you get money allotted on your card every day that you could just go
You get a per diem.
So $15.
Oh, okay.
Now I understand your private island reference because you work on the private island. I come.
You're stuck with me. You got nowhere else to go.
Got you.
Yeah. Unless you want to go out.
So I'm paying $5 for the water.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. It's like a resort and I'm getting hit over the head.
Which if you're a good server, you'll use that to your advantage and treat people super, super nice and very, very comfortably.
Yeah. Now, you're in your first couple of months. What are you noticing that's different? Because you're an accomplished server.
It's not the same anymore. I call it like Mother's Day every day. Mother's Day lunch every day.
Wow.
You got everybody, every culture, kids running around everywhere.
Wow.
People everywhere, lines everywhere.
Mother's Day.
Everyone running around everywhere.
Is that stressful?
It gets there a lot, more than half the times.
So you need that break.
I don't need a break. I just take it.
Because you're a G.
Because you should. You're supposed to take a break. Everyone should have a break at work, period. Yeah. End of discussion. It's the way it is. You're a human being. You need to rest.
Okay.
Maybe we wouldn't have so many horrible closings at the end of the night if everyone got breaks. Ooh, I just thought of that. Oh, that's a good idea.
No, it's not
right,
the same.
Maybe I'm mistaken. Do you guys close easy? I've never worked at a restaurant where it's easy to get out of there.
I do.
I mean,
I do. I work at a great place.
Yeah.
Minimal side work. I don't roll silverware.
So they must have a cleaning crew come in there and clean everything.
As really they should. Good.
Yeah, yeah, no.
You know, I wait tables.
That's what they should. That's what I tried to say earlier when I say they should pay for their own server or their own hostess, their own... That's their...
Yes. You know, listen, I'm very fortunate at a place that I work because there's an agreement. We come in as professionals... We've all been seasoned. We don't hire somebody that, you know, all the, we get, I work with a bunch of old dudes. You know, these people have been around the block. They have, we serve, you know, our menu is a little bit more pricey. So we come in as mercenaries and we are very good at our job. When the chef communicates to us, they only have to tell us one time and, you know, they appreciate the level of service that we bring for the restaurant. Now, in exchange for that, they give us the support. We have ample bussers, usually. They give us the tools to be able to make them money, and so they don't really abuse us with the extras of cleaning the restaurant at the end of the night and big cleanups and all that stuff. Yeah, we do move and modify the restaurant a great deal. That's a part of our job to set up the station, set up the restaurant. We are there. No one else is supposed to be able to do that anyway, you know? But yes, we are very, very fortunate to not have to be abused. And I've been abused at places.
Yeah, no, your restaurant's been there forever.
Yeah, it's been there
for a long time. It's got a great reputation.
It's been there for a long time.
Everyone knows your restaurant.
So now, boom, you're there. It's not the same anymore.
No, no.
How do you adjust? Because before you like I said, you are a seasoned server at some nice places. Now you come to the airport, still nice, but different. You're getting a break. You're getting, this high volume. What has to change in your mindset?
I'm tired.
You've always been tired.
No, but this is... You don't stop, guys.
He works out so much.
You guys, what's your shift like? What's a typical shift?
Well, now, you know, with the October here, it's slow. So we're experiencing October during COVID. So it's a whole new experience.
When's your
season? It's so dead right now, but it usually is dead like this in September. And now I'm dead like this in October, and we got the holidays coming right around the corner. So I can't be too upset that it's slow for this little bit, itty bitty of couple of weeks.
Yeah, you know it's November now, right?
Yeah, yeah.
In a week, you're about to be in the mix.
I was depressed when I started not making any money, but then I realized, Tony, you're normally this way in September.
Yeah,
you went through all September without even blinking an eye. Mm-hmm. So in October.
In a week and a half, game is going to change.
That's the hardest part about working there is you just don't stop.
Gotcha.
You don't know until you experience it. You don't stop. You have time to do nothing but go back and forth and get whatever the guest needs.
Now, does that make your shift go by faster, though?
No. Only in the real world. No. Because you're just waiting on 500 people, and you look at the time, and it's 4 o'clock. And then 500 people later, you look at the time, and it's 4:45. No, it's awful. That's another worst part of it. The time goes by so slow because you're used. That's one thing I'm glad that's a good assimilation. Mm-hmm. What is the difference that I really can't stand is before in the real world, you would get your pop and you couldn't wait for it because time would go by fast.
Yeah.
Well, that time that you were waiting to go by fast, you waited 2 hours already.
Yeah.
And now the next 2 hours are going to go by fast. Well, when you got 4 hours of that, it goes by slow. It goes by real slow. 4 hours is the minute you start. Oh, it's awful.
No,
I don't even look at the clock. I don't even look at the clock anymore until I feel confident. It's about an hour and a half before the end of the shift.
Gotcha. Do you see like your next coworker come in and that's when you start to cheer?
Yes, we when you make money, people don't go home. So I like to make my money and go home and have a life.
Okay.
But a lot of the servers.
Are working doubles and stuff like that?
No, they just when the tables keep coming, they just still keep sticking around. You're like, I'm here.
Aren't they supposed to leave?
They're supposed to leave, but until there's confirmation. You know, well, Danny was saying, you know, when you come in, do they run out the door like I would do? Mm-hmm. Yes, but as soon as I see you coming, I'm running out the door.
Yeah.
And there are a couple people like that, like us, like me there.
Mm-hmm.
But most of them don't care. They will keep moving as long as the people keep coming in.
Gotcha. What about, take me through steps of service. So we just did a show in Vegas and we talked about steps of service that were different because it was a high-end place. High-end,
yeah, it was a steak and
And now I can only imagine that the steps of service at the airport have to be abbreviated. Tell us about that.
Well, it's... There's no spiels or nothing. You just take the order and you move fast. It's hard to explain. It's just... Imagine Mother's Day. Do you have time to do anything other than go back and forth? No, you don't. You don't. You just...
So do you say, hey, my name is, and or...
Absolutely. But okay. If you're an experienced server and you go into the airport, you're going to be fine because you know how to do all the steps of service.
Oh, so you're working with people who don't necessarily have...
much experience, right? I'm not working with a bunch of old guys like you are. Okay. Although the majority of them have been there for years.
Okay.
Once they get in the door, they're there.
They're there. But a lot of them were never trained.
Okay.
They never spent a lot of time in the real world.
Because you have to be organized in your mind. Like if your mind isn't organized, you're running around like a chicken with his head cut off.
And that's what the 80% of them were doing, running around with their heads cut off.
Okay.
And because you don't have the support of the bussers and we don't have any of that. We're not tipping out, remember, so we don't have any of that.
Now I get it. You're not tipping out because you just simply don't have them.
We don't have any.
No host?
That. Nothing. We have a host, but we don't have bussers.
Out. Yeah.
We don't have food runners. We don't have any of that. We just
run your own food.
Everything our own self, ourselves.
Okay. Now, how does the bar
And everything
work?
Is kind of abbreviated, too. It's not like... Everything's fast.
Yeah,
you're not taking appetizers.
Yeah. No, the menu's still pretty, but it's, you know, grab and go, like kind of.
Yeah, easier food to grab and go because
like people you would love to spend time and say welcome to the, but majority of people aren't going to come back.
Yeah, so and it's one.
My goal is just to make everyone. My goal when people walk in is to let them know they can take a break.
Yeah, you make it efficient for them, but keep it moving.
I
want at the same
them.
Time.
So I see the need of my guests. Most of them need to relax. Most of them need to sit down for a minute. They just went through security. Mm-hmm. But that's me being an experienced server. Gotcha. I care about my guests. So for me, I want you to sit down and relax.
Gotcha.
And then you eat a hamburger and then you leave.
Yeah.
It's that simple. You know, it's really more food. To me, I look at it like these people need to sit down and they need food to keep moving. They don't need food to eat. And I tell that to people when they're ordering. I'm like, you know, you just really need to eat something. Don't worry about a hamburger at the airport because you're going to burn it off as soon as you walk out of here.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
I think you said that to me because just randomly, I forget where I was going. I sit down, dude walks over. I was like, hey, what's going on? And, you know, I eat a certain way and I end up eating a burger.
With bacon. Because I grabbed the wrong burger.
I remember. And I ate it and you were right. You know, it's like, I just need to eat to keep moving. And I think I was going to see my dad.
Actually. Yeah. You said your dad wasn't doing well.
How
is he doing? Am I allowed to ask? Was that stupid?
You're allowed to ask. I haven't spoken about it, but my dad passed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was able to see him. You know, I'm still adjusting to it, and it has changed me fundamentally. You know... With good friends, you know, my family's around. In theory, you know, my mom's not too far away. You know, Danny's there. And it's very...
Go ahead.
Get him... it's on the table. I appreciate your tears, man. You know, it's something that changes me anyway, because this is a man that taught me how to be a man. And I wish that people would know that it takes a woman to really raise a child or a person, but a man's position is... You cannot put into words what it means to have that balance.
Absolutely.
I've always had my mom, but she can never give me what my dad gives me,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the lessons, what it means. Like a man could never know what it's like for a woman, and to have my dad and was the biggest blessing of my life. And I'm able to carry on the lessons that he has taught me to others. And so, yes, he did pass, and I've never really spoke about it. It's been a couple of months now. And, you know, you take it as it comes. And right before I left you, I had a tough time, you know. But hey, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So let's steer it back onto, you know, the steps are so I can imagine that there's no apps and desserts is mostly just,
yeah,
you're just going to get, yeah.
Very little desserts. Some restaurants are all different, so.
Mm-hmm.
Every one company owns everything, and you move around to all the rest every 6 months.
Just about to ask that question.
We're getting ready to do that right now.
Exactly. Like he had mentioned before that you get the option, you get to pick your restaurant?
Every 6 months.
Okay.
We're getting ready to do it now. So what happens is they put out all the positions, and then everyone selects the position they want based on seniority. So the restaurants that make the most money, if you didn't work there less than 10 years, you won't get in those restaurants that make the most money.
Okay. Now, it bears repeating, one company owns all the restaurants there.
Correct.
But they're different concepts. How does that work?
They own all the concepts, no matter who the person, no matter what company it is.
Oh. Now, are they franchised?
Yes.
That makes sense.
Yes.
This way you have the ability to have options.
Yes.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So whether it's like a Chili's or the whatever, one company owns...
Yeah, like, one owns it all.
One company owns them all. And then you then, as staff, get to pick every 6 months... Where you go.
Where you want to work.
And then, have you ever stayed at the same concept or you have to move?
No,
Is it mandatory?
I'm a free spirit. I like to move around.
Okay. But some people like to stay and to bid to stay and things like that?
Oh, yeah. Well, there are positions that make very good money.
Okay.
Every day. So,
yeah.
You're going to hold on to those.
Yeah.
So, when you're new, you're going to be bidding for the lesser positions, which is still way more than you guys are making.
Now, is it like that in all? I know you only work at the one airport, but is it like that in all airports? Because you ever travel somewhere, you know,
yes,
like let's say you've been to different places, and they have
like Philly or whatever.
Yeah, like they have like local spots that you like. Oh yeah, I've been to that spot.
Yeah,
and you because you're from there.
Well, you gotta think about it. It's all gonna go right back to security. So if you want security, high security, you have to have one company. If you think about it,
that makes sense. It's much. It does make a lot of sense.
You want to open a restaurant in the airport, which you're gonna have to go through.
Mm-hmm.
With the security. So, yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, if
you're a restaurant owner or somewhere like South Florida, you trademark your name and then say, hey, I'll let you be a
franchise of it? The airport actually, and I'm pretty sure it's the same in every airport, the airports want to put local restaurants in the airports.
I noticed that, yeah. Because I've noticed a couple spots.
They're all doing it. They all want the local restaurants to have the recognition when the people come.
So when they leave, yeah, they know exactly where to go.
Right, kind of thing. Yeah. So they've done that. I hear they're doing it to all the airports. They all want local restaurants.
Okay.
And then they put them in there and then they franchise them out.
Gotcha.
And it's just to, you know, make you feel more like you're in the city that you're arriving.
No, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
It makes perfect sense.
That really does. I had no idea. And when you go to your new place, since it's so abbreviated, I can only imagine that what could the training be like?
You get about 3 days of training. And then, you know, it's simple. Everything's abbreviated and the computers are all the same.
Okay.
So everything has categories. You press the category and everything that's on that menu will pop up.
Gotcha.
No substitutions. Everything has an upcharge.
Nice.
Now, the company that you work for in the airport, do they also facilitate other airports? Like, let's say if you wanted to move, could you move with your company to a different airport in a different town?
Yes. My company's huge.
Okay, awesome. That's more, so it's like a corporation, obviously it is, but okay, that makes perfect sense.
How do they handle the back of the house? Do they have the same 6 months or do they stay there?
Everyone's the same. It's all, really? Everything comes up. It's union, by the way. Union.
Whoa.
That was the next question I had.
What?
So he's like Vegas in a way.
Okay. Yeah,
yes. Yeah, it's just like that.
So what does the union get you?
Protects your job.
Mm-hmm.
and it helps with the things that we were talking about, with having to tip out when we won't. It's our money, you know.
And then
they help with the benefit negotiations.
We had a very interesting guest from Vegas,
yes,
and he was talking about healthcare and stuff like that. And because of the union, his union dues, he had made a point of saying he had went to the doctors. And now, you know, with the whole Obamacare and everything, people get insurance through jobs now. But he had made a very valid point of, he went to the ER and he said it was about $9,000 worth of stuff. His bill, when he got it in the mail and he was shocked, was like $15 because the union insurance was just that amazing.
What do you call it? Military grade insurance?
Yeah, military grade insurance.
They said that, I know the insurance where I'm at is pretty good. It's pretty good.
Nice.
Right now, though, I'm still on Obamacare, which is better, but I'm going to come off of it because I'm paying all that extra money.
Gotcha.
But COVID messed all that up, so I'm supposed to do that this week, too, switch things. But insurance is not expensive for one person. You know, it's different when you got...
Yeah, families and stuff.
Yeah. But, it's very good insurance. And everything else, 401k, I already have all that going.
Good.
You know, we have a joke at the airport. It's called the graveyard for servers. So when you guys are, you're approaching that age soon. Hit me up. And I'll see what I can do for you guys.
It's the retirement community for us.
It's coming. Trust me. We have a whole slew of young servers, but we got a whole slew of servers over 50.
Yeah.
Well, we got about 100 servers, if I remember correctly. About 100.
Now, touching upon the union thing, our boy Jay in Vegas talked about being able, I forget what the phrase was called, being able to, no questions asked.
Do you get like PTO and stuff like that? Yeah.
Yes, everything. Everything. You're allowed to call out 5 days a year, 2 hours before your shift with no explanation. You just call and say, I'm not coming in.
Yeah.
And you get a vacation and you get personal days off, a few of those.
Fantastic, man.
But, you know, honestly, guys, let's talk for real.
Who are you people?
Let's talk for real, though. Okay. For a server, that don't mean nothing. What does that mean? You get paid $8 an hour? Who can afford to do that?
Yeah.
I mean, what does that mean? What does a day off to me mean? I'm going to lose minimum a few hundred, couple hundred.
Yeah.
And get $8 an hour for 8 hours? I mean, what does vacation really mean? That to me is no but. As servers, we don't get anything in that area ever, and no matter where you work. I've heard of
so
a
it's
couple
just your hourly
places.
On your vacation pretty much. Okay.
And days off too. You know, when you call out, you're calling out, but you're missing all that money. And that's the same around the board. We get shafted in that area as servers. We get shafted as no breaks, and we get shafted with time off. You know, we get time off, we make some amount a week, we should get that much money on a vacation. I did work one place, I think it was the Marriott.
No, you're fine. Marriott's a big corporation.
Yeah, that. Well, they were the.
And you don't work there no more.
And you don't work there no more.
Well, honestly, I thought Marriott was the best. So, I mean, if you're going to go work for someplace, the little bit of time I spent there, I thought they were fantastic.
Yeah. Biggest hotel conglomerate in the world.
Well, there were great benefits and they treat you nice.
Yeah.
You know, I love my job, but the Marriott. You know, they treated you with respect, and if you ever had any issues, it was dealt with accordingly and professionally.
Yeah, that's nice.
And that's not heard of in any restaurant. I don't care where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Now, take me to a time where you had a challenging time with a guest. Like, do you tend to have times with guests or anything like that? Don't look at me like that,
the
bro.
The eye roll?
Yeah, why are you eye rolling me, bro? You. Like, then say no. Say I'm fucking perfect,
this,
then.
This should be video right here, okay?
I'm perfect.
You have been having me
I'm perfect.
Crying.
Let me scratch that off my list.
I'm perfect.
All right.
No, I want to know. We know you got stuff.
You ever have to deal with drunks? Okay. Like, well, what's the deal? Like,
yeah, let us know.
Yeah.
What are you dealing with on a daily basis, and what are your little
on the
little
behalf of my union, I decline to answer any of those questions.
Did he just plead the fifth on us?
4, 5, 5.
No, the biggest challenge you'll have is people are in a rush. We're short staffed right now. We're very short staffed.
Okay,
we're working. So you get short. I mean, it's worse than Mother's Day. It's worse than Mother's Day.
Because they're in a rush. Yeah, no, I feel
it's worse. It can get
at least
worse.
On Mother's Day, you can tell them, sit down and shut up and enjoy your food.
It gets like that at closing, especially where I work, we're the only one open. The last ones, they open the latest.
Okay.
So we get swamped right before we're ready to close. But thank God for union. Half fast is those gates at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, 10 after or 10 before.
You didn't roll them gates down.
You don't got to watch the lovemaking couple at the end of the night for an hour and a half.
Yeah, when it's time to go,
in the corner, in the corner while you're making love.
Yeah.
But they tip you 20 extra, but still, I want to go home.
Yeah, I want to go home. Bye. I made my money.
Those
already.
Couples always tip me extra, but still, I want
to
go home.
Yeah, it's time to go. When it's time to go, it's time to go.
Yo, go get a room right down the beach.
And I even tell people, I go, like those kind of people, I say, hey, I'm going to go do my, I'm letting you hang out. I'm going to go do my side work, take care of all things I need to take care of, but.
Y'all just keep
making
love.
If I come back to you and you're still here, it's definitely time for you to leave. I have no problem saying that.
I like that one.
Like, because you've already afforded them that time. You've already dropped the check. They probably already paid.
But unfortunately, Danny, it's not like that.
And now you're going to go take care of what you need to take care of on your own.
These other restaurants, I don't know if you could do that where you work.
No.
You know?
No, I cannot.
When they spend big money, you can't go up to them and say, and they don't want to hear it. When they just spent $350 at dinner.
Yeah.
They don't want to hear you say, I've got to leave in 40 minutes. And I can't blame them.
Yeah.
It's called ignorant.
Yeah, I can't say anything.
You have nothing you can do about
it. You can always say it.
No, you can't.
Especially when they're on your time. Like, when they're not on your time, if you gave somebody an extra 40 minutes after you closed, what can they really say?
I try to give them
if they took an extra 40 minutes after you closed, they don't care. That's what I'm trying to say. They're just ignorant.
Oh, no, exactly. Well, and that's what I'm saying. That's
a good point.
Yes, they are just ignorant. That's why I inform them. I'm not being rude or anything when I say it. It's more of an informational, like, hey, you know.
Well, that's one thing
I'm going to go do what I need to
when
do.
When I was out there in the real world, was those lovemaking couples at the end of the night. You always get one, especially on the beach. One or two. Yeah.
And they give you the look, and you're like.
And they sit down.
You know you have a room.
I don't know
if you don't, you have an ocean.
I don't know which couple you're looking at, but they don't stop looking at each other's eyes. I know exactly who they are right when they walk in. They don't even look at my eyes. They're ordering, looking at each other's eyes. I mean, and I'm like, you know, that's going to last about 6 months.
Oh, I'm happy for those people. I know. We call that bliss. Those ignorantly blissful people. They have no idea, but they have every idea.
They don't know
what's
coming when.
Oh, they have no idea when that knockout punch comes out from the left.
I don't know. I don't know. I wouldn't know about that.
Yeah, I mean, I have two more for you, but on the point of getting people out, I feel like a lot of time, if I have to say something, I really, that's the last resort.
Yes. Yeah.
I usually I'm able to do different cues, you know, like the lights go up a little bit mm-hmm. more, right. Not all the way up, or I start clearing more and
now,
more.
Now, did you say you turn the lights
table.
Up more or the lights go up more?
I the didn't lights hear. Go up
oh,
more.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear. I was just going to make sure.
I may or may not be the one doing it.
I might be the one. I might not be the one touching them, but we're letting you know.
Maybe I can. I have been the person that can get people out.
Oh, you have a gift for that.
Maybe I can do a show on
the subtle hints kicking people out.
Kicking people out.
I like that.
I'm gonna do
that. The subtle hints to kick people out.
Kicking people out.
Because he is the master.
When they want, they send me over there, and I have a series of escalating tactics.
Actually, I'm gonna save it for that show. Because I have a clear...
Oh, a good story?
Oh, yeah. It's a great story. So be on the lookout for that show because I have a couple great stories for you from...
All right. I love when show ideas come up. Now, I'm going to leave you on these last two questions. How do bartenders... Like, you say you don't split tips, so you don't split tips with the bartenders. So the bar is just completely separate. This dude just
right,
does
there's
his own
one, thing. There's... Yeah, and then there's
do
always...
Do you tip out the bar?
No. There's one. I do, yes. But do I have to? No.
Okay.
Does everybody know?
So they make your drinks for
yes.
you? Yes. You
there's
your
always one
drinks?
Bartender in charge of the... They have a little section and the service bar.
So there's okay. no exchange, though. Okay.
No, you don't have to, and not a lot of people don't. And you
do
know,
you think because that they don't come from a restaurant background, that they... Not they don't all. The ones that don't aren't used to a tip-out system? Do you think that's why?
Everybody's used to a tip-out system. Everybody wants to be tipped out. But whether you do it or not, it's up to you there.
Gotcha.
So, you know, if you imagine if you don't tip somebody out and they're making your drinks, are they going to like you very much?
True.
Do they have to work with you still? You pick which side you want to be on.
Yeah.
Do you want to just work with me and we'll get along, or do you want to?
Yeah.
You know, I like to tip out the bartenders, but they're busy.
Yeah.
So, you know, they have to make our drinks. So, makes sense to me, but... If you don't have to, you don't have to.
Yeah,
and some people don't know.
It can only help.
We hire a lot of people that don't know, that really don't know, or haven't been in the business long enough to understand the tip-out system.
Yeah.
We do hire a lot of people that are young.
Because one hand watches the other. I mean, and they should, you know, one unless you're
back there
helping out the
bartender. But then you also have the also saying that, the firm ground and say that, well, we just don't do that here. So you just erase it. you know, and that's the mentality you have. You either I don't tip out, or I tip out a little, or I tip out.
Or you tip out.
I tip out, right. Yeah. And a lot of people don't tip out.
No,
and,
get it.
And you can't hold a grudge against them. And you can't. No. It's the rules.
Yeah.
There's rules now. Yeah. You know, there's rules. That's the only problem I have with the outside world is these restaurants want us to show up and be accountable and look great and sell food, but they don't want to have nothing for our future. Like when you said earlier, you work with a bunch of old dudes. I'm like, well, what are they doing in your restaurant to take care of you old dudes? Because to be honest, when COVID stopped and I was out of work, I went to work for a restaurant on 17th Street, mm-hmm. and they were making money, Italian restaurant, and it was a pool house. And the owner of the company, and there were three guys older than me, one guy was 70, and the guy had the servers, there was three servers that were on the front of the house, catering to all the high-end Coral Ridge, what's that over Gulp. There?
No, he's talking about, if you're on 17, you're talking about like the marine people.
Yeah, over there in that area is very...
Yeah, all the boats and everything.
Yeah, and the nice houses.
The yachties and yeah.
What's exactly. The Coral Ridge? Not Coral Ridge, this side of the neighborhood.
You're talking like Las Olas, that area.
Yeah, back there.
The Ballers.
Yeah, the Ballers. The they got money.
Like the Isles, stuff like that, yeah.
Not the Isles, the one right there on Federal.
We understand.
That Boston Market. Yeah. I just can't stand, I don't remember the name. And so it's all high-end people.
The nicest
clientele. I've worked over there. That side of town, the clientele is amazing. The sweetest people. They got money. Mm-hmm. They're nice. They don't bother you. I love working over there. But the owner of the place is like saying there was only three servers. No host, nothing. No to-go, no bartender, nothing. We did everything. And then my friend, they were making $300 to $400 a night. But then he tells me you got to work six nights and the guy don't like to pay you more than 32 hours. Mm. And I'm sitting there, you know I have a union job, so I know I have a job. Do I feel like I have a job at this point? No, because we're in that state of mind. I don't know. So I'm in this COVID mind. I don't know.
COVID mind, we're all very insecure.
Is my seniority going to hold in this job? I don't know. I wasn't that new. Yeah. A lot of people lost their job where I'm at. And so I looked, and there he's like, oh, you're making $300-$400, and I'm making no money at this time, but unemployment. So I'm like, and then when I saw the 70-year-old guy over there busting his butt, And then now there's a guy that's so-called manager, but he's a server who's in the pool. When I come on now, there'll be three of us, one for the front, one for the middle, one for the back. And that guy's going to be doing all the in-between. And he's going to be in my tip pool. And I worked there two nights and I told my friend, I said, I can't. And then the owner is the chef. And he's got a kitchen stacked with employees. Food comes out like this, which what does that mean to us?
Yeah.
Stop what you're doing and come get this food.
Yeah.
Stop with that to-go order. Stop with that over there. And the food's sitting there ready. And you love that as a server. Who doesn't want to bring fresh, hot food to their table?
Yeah.
You know there's half your job right there. You bring them great food. You don't got to worry about nothing.
True. Yeah.
And so I looked at it and I said, you know, this guy, the other waiter that I was working with, this guy's 70 years old. And this guy here, he's got clientele. I know the clientele over there. I worked there for many years before worked. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I worked there for many years, and that's when I made my decision. I said, you know what? I can't work for this guy. I can't work for a guy who's going to make me run the front of his whole front of the house is coming out of my tips. And this 70-year-old guy over here who doesn't have much time. Every Judge Judy says every breath is a gift once you hit 70. You know, I thought that was funny. I think it's funny. It's a gift. Once you know, every second matters after 70. And the guy's sitting there behind in his packed restaurant with high-end clientele. That's a gift to have these kind of people to wait on. And I said, I can't work. And I felt bad because my friend got me the job there. Literally spit up, called him up, got me the job. But I said, John, I can't work for somebody like that no more. I can't do that no more. I can't do that restaurant no more.
Well, taking care of people is important, and our management and owner really does take care of us in the best of ways. It's just through the support, you know, like they really don't they give us a great opportunity to make money. They don't waste our time. It's amazing. Think back to a time. Leave us with a crazy story from working at the airport.
A crazy story?
Yeah.
Just
give us one.
Oh, I can't because it's kind of racist.
Okay, let it go.
You came to the right show.
Yo, Fire.
Y'all black people don't know how to act in an airport.
What do you mean by y'all?
Well, no, but the craziest stories is that,
we're joking.
They start fighting in there all the time.
Fighting?
You know, I'm ghetto. I was born in Miami, born in Fort Lauderdale, and raised. I know ghetto when I see it. I'm ghetto
born
myself.
And raised
I
just in the
had
county,
to be a waiter and wait on rich people, so I had to get some manners. But
oh God, you were killing. Maybe I shouldn't have. We're gonna land that chop. I see a clearing. It was not where I wanted to land, but I see a clearing.
Yeah. Remember, Big T's driving the plane.
We got T.O.
You got T.O'd.
Big T is
you got T.O'd. You got T.O'd.
Thank you so much, man. This is great fun. It was great to connect with you again. And thank you for your time. I didn't even know until I've connected you on different restaurants. You've waited on me at different restaurants. We've worked together. And then when we saw each other at the gym or somewhere random, and you told me about the airport job and you tried to get me over, and I was doing,
all service. The airport is a great place to work.
And
it's hard work. You're not going to be mad. It's hard work, but it's a great place to work.
And thank you for that info. Thank you so much. And if you enjoyed our show, the best way that you can support us is to pass it on to a friend.
Tell
that friend, hey, I listened to the Modern Waiter podcast and it was pretty cool. Reach out to me if you have any show ideas or feedback. You can follow me at the Modern Waiter podcast on Instagram, at the Modern Waiter podcast on Instagram. So, this dude has his phone on, bro.
Yeah, on. Not
I
even
don't
on
even
silent.
Get to land it.
He's not like, even on silent.
He threw a grenade. Right at the end. At the end.
It's called vibrate.
I don't use my phone.
It's called vibrate.
I work out. I go to the gym.
Yeah, okay. Even worse. Could you imagine you heard that in the gym? I'd be so upset with you. Anyways, let Marlon finish up our show.
Reach out to me by email, themodernwaiter@gmail.com. And we are part of the One Star Podcast Network. Your one-stop shop for all your restaurant-centric podcasts. It was put together by the ladies from
the Cyborg
Podcast. Also, we have
Copper and Heat,
In Your Mouth Podcast,
the Macaroni Zone,
and
Confessions of Server Whiff,
our man Quaylen Harris.
There it is.
Let's do this, people. We do this for you each and every week. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Dan DeVillain. Subscribe, 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 people.
Thank you, Tony.
All right. T.O. Knocked out.
Later.
I roll up in my private Chevy, SOP gets me down. I'm running through the town, spending money like I flip pounds. I'm hearing sounds, a screaming honey's coming around. They want to clown, but I gotta make them all frown because my down. Little shorty ain't having it now. I'm taking flights to Costa Rica with two hot mamacitas. Cause the white sand beaches look pretty all day. I'm pushing a 300E with 3 pounds on me. You know my team's deep, they surrounded me. I'm